Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Paul's Lordship Conversion. In Acts 9, 5 and 6, we read, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, that is Saul, who became known as Paul, so he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Acts 22, 8 through 10. So I answered and said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting." So I said, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, "Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do." Acts 26:15. So I said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." There can be no doubt that Paul had a lordship conversion. This is the essence of saving faith, where one recognizes Christ's sovereign lordship authority over them. Paul's conversion experience is in total agreement with the New Testament conversion of Doubting Thomas, as recounted in John's Gospel of Belief, John 20, 28, 29. And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And note that Paul's lordship conversion is entirely consistent with being saved by faith alone. Recognition of Christ as Lord is a matter of faith. Twice in Philippians 3:9, Paul emphasizes that he now has righteousness, which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. The fact is that Jesus alone is what New Testament Christianity is all about. Everything else must be counted loss, and our faith must be in Jesus alone as Lord and Savior. This is the essence of saving faith. Note, Paul's testimony is critical because it serves as a pattern for the rest of us. 1 Timothy 1, 15 and 16, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason, I obtain mercy, that in me, first, Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. The idea of a pattern is that of an illustration, model, or example. Paul is the great illustration of how God takes a sinner and makes him a saint, how he can take a persecutor and make him a preacher, and how he can take a murderer and make him a missionary. God is in the life-changing business, and Paul is Exhibit A. We might say that Paul is the premier example of God's saving work, and that he took the world's worst sinner, Paul's words, and made him the greatest of Christians, although Paul certainly would never say that last part. Paul is the pattern that says no matter how bad a person is, Jesus can save them if they will believe on him for everlasting life. That is the pattern of Paul. Note, disciples haven't arrived at perfection. Philippians 3, 12 and 13. They still make mistakes. We all stumble in many ways. James 3, 2. They still need to grow in knowledge and consistency. Ephesians 4, 15. The process is never completed in this life, but it begins at the point of saving faith. The point is, the true believers are in process. They are learning followers of Christ who adhere to him and his teachings, albeit imperfectly. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.